Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
The Last Word. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
In his final days, Walt Disney lay in a hospital bed at St. Joseph's Medical Center in Burbank, just across the street from his beloved studios. The visionary who had given the world Mickey Mouse, Disneyland, and a new language of animation was succumbing to complications from lung cancer. He died on December 15, 1966, at the age of 65. But before he passed, he left behind something curious, something that has since sparked decades of speculation and legend. On a piece of paper, Walt Disney reportedly wrote two words, Kurt Russell.
Ooh.
To many, this was a puzzle. At the time, Kurt Russell was a young actor under contract with Disney, having appeared in a few minor roles in television and live-action films. Why would Disney, a man whose last words could have been directed towards family, legacy, or faith, instead scribble the name of a child star?
Or even a regular star. What about like a bigger star?
Well, I'm going to answer that, Rebecca.
Please do.
He wouldn't, because this is sort of a myth.
Ooh, okay.
His last words were written down on a piece of paper, as far as the information we have. Mm-hmm. What his actual last words are, mm-hmm. I don't think anyone really knows. Or maybe somebody does know, and we don't really truly know. But as far as legacy is concerned, he wrote on a piece of paper his last words as far as the biz. And it goes as follows. TV projects in production. Ready for production or possible for escalation and story. And here's the list. Ron Miller. Two-Way Down Cellar. Number two, by the way. Kurt Russell.
Okay.
Kurt spelled with an I.
Kurt. With an I?
Yeah.
K-I-R-T?
Yes.
Wow.
And then CIA dash Mobley.
I mean, this could go in lots of directions, if we're being honest.
So I'm going to break it down for you.
Please do.
Ron Miller was Disney's son-in-law, who later became president of the company. So that's why that's there.
He's got top billing at the top of this list. That makes sense. Okay.
Two-Way Down Cellar. Potential project.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't find much on it otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
No. Kurt Russell.
With an I.
Was with an I.
Mm-hmm.
Was the Kurt Russell we all know and love. Russell's first movie with Disney was Follow Me Boys in 1966. Mm-hmm. That was his probably most current project with Disney when Disney died.
Mm-hmm. He was like an early Disney star.
He was an early Disney star. Now CIA Mobley. Which sounds very cool.
It does sound very cool.
I wish it was a little bit cooler because the Mobley refers to an actor, a child actor who was known for his role in Adventures of Gallagher.
Was CIA his first name or?
CIA was just maybe a role of a CIA show that may have featured
for Mobley.
This actor. Yeah.
Okay. Just
so
shorthand.
A CIA show with. This guy Mobley in it.
Well, you're right. That's a little less sexy.
I think you put the word CIA in something and you're like, oof.
Yeah.
Now, when it came to talking to Kurt Russell, who I think finds himself in these weird, like, remember the thing where he, like, thought he's, you know, he was flying and then he was one who called in, like, the UFO.
Oh, yeah. He's in some strange situations.
Kurt Russell's an interesting dude. Mm-hmm. And he finds himself in those things.
Yeah,
you know,
he
like, you always, like, you're like, oh, I want to be Like, I want to be visited by ghosts. And the people that want to be never are. It's the ones that don't want to be visited by ghosts.
It's kind of like Natasha Lyonne energy, too, where it's like these celebrities, right, who've been around for a while, they find themselves, like, woven into the fabric of certain situations over the years. And they all seem so random, like, very random.
And they're not looking for them, but they're getting found.
And
Kurt Russell is one of them.
Yeah.
And when Kurt Russell was asked about it, I mean, what is he going to say? But this is from grunge.com. It turns out that Disney was really excited about a young actor named Kurt Russell and had plans to put him in movies, which they did early on.
They did, yeah.
And Kurt Russell goes on to say, I assume, as everyone does, that he was talking about some movie that he was thinking about having me in. I don't know what to make of it other than that. And that's really...
Wow, no conspiracy except a potential casting that didn't go anywhere and was found in the pocket of Walt Disney on his deathbed?
And at the time, the last animated movie that Disney put his personal touch on was The Jungle Book that came out in 1967, released after his death in 1967. And The Happiest Millionaire was the last live action feature produced by Walt Disney that also came out in 1967.
Wow. Kurt Russell was in neither of those.
He was in neither of those.
Wow.
Kurt with an I or Kurt with a U.